Longtime television host Mike Douglas died today at the age of 81. He was admitted to a hospital yesterday. No cause of death has been announced. Douglas hosted a syndicated television show for 22 years with a genial approach that drew millions of viewers each afternoon. NPR's David Folkenflik has this remembrance.
Before David Letterman was a gleam in an Indianapolis TV news director's eye, The Mike Douglas Show was a place Americans enjoyed seeing the celebrities they knew well.
And there's a song. Would you please do it for us? Please.
The singer was Judy Garland.
What's the name of the song again? Somewhere over the rainbow.
Douglas also introduced performers most of his viewers had never encountered, like Gene Simmons in 1974, in the early days of Kiss.
Why the costume? Why the costume?
Douglas's popularity also drew prominent politicians who submitted to his gentle prodding. Richard Nixon talked to him in 1968, 10 months before winning the White House.
Would you pull our boys out of Vietnam if you were president of the United States?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't pull our boys out of Vietnam at this point because...
In all, Douglas interviewed seven former sitting or future presidents. It was a long way from his beginnings. Douglas was born Michael Delaney Dowd in Chicago in 1925 and served in the Navy during World War II. When he got out of the service, the aspiring singer joined Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge, a popular radio show. Kaiser dubbed him Mike Douglas, and Douglas went on to give voice to Prince Charming in Walt Disney's 1950 Cinderella. In 1961, the big band singer got his own talk show in Cleveland, though it later moved to Philadelphia. He attracted viewers through his embrace of a Midwestern Mr. Nice Guy affability, even describing himself as a square. But Douglas brought on such radicals as Malcolm X and the anti-war protester Jerry Rubin and famously teamed up with celebrity co-hosts each week. On this week in 1972, it was John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Douglas prepped them for a musician who had been on the show before.
He decided to play a musical number, and his instrument was meat.
Very interesting.
He played meat.
Oh, he'd go well with Yoko. She conducted an orchestra with an apple by eating an apple every day. They should do a gig.
Douglas later wrote that he saw the program as a music show, with conversation and laughter in between numbers. He was forced from his show in 1980 and finally retired in 1983. Douglas and his rivals, Dinah Shore and Merv Griffin, were starting to be upstaged by a brasher form of talk that devolved into trash TV. Mike Douglas died today on his 81st birthday. David Folkenflik, NPR News.